WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Donald Trump will be on the ballot in every Super Tuesday state, including Colorado.
I think it's a very big day for America. I think it's a very big day for liberty, and I think it's just a great day for this country.
The former president on today's Supreme Court ruling, which overturned a Colorado Supreme Court decision to remove him from the primary ballot in that state in an historic 14th Amendment case. Nikki Haley is going into Super Tuesday fresh off her first win in this past weekend's D.C. Republican primary. Jack Teixeira will spend 16 years in prison. The 22-year-old Massachusetts National Guardsman pleaded guilty today to posting highly classified military secrets on a social media platform that's popular with gamers. JetBlue and Spirit Airlines are abandoning their merger. Jason Kelce calling it a career after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Governor Evers signed a Republican-authored bill that dramatically expands the state child care tax credit, days after vetoing three other GOP bills that would have delivered $800 million in tax cuts. The bill expands the state child care tax credit to 100% of the claimant's federal child care tax credit. Currently, filers can claim only 50% of the federal credit on state taxes. According to the Beaver Dam Fire Department, about 30 to 50 gallons of chemical leaked from a delivery truck on Friday. The Beaver Dam Fire Department was dispatched by the Dodge County Sheriff's Office to the intersection of South Central Street and West Mill Street in the city of Beaver Dam. According to officials, the report initially said a delivery truck had a container inside the truck leaking nitric acid. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening showers, then turning mostly clear tonight, to a low in the low 30s. Then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs right around 50. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the low 50s for the high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 39 right now.
99.7
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave joining us after 5 p.m. We've got you caught up in the news and the weather. Let's get back into the music with the Cars on Max FM.
Max FM.
Baby, I just know you can't start a fire. joke is the wine, and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry.
Lean. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get a $20 certificate to the Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg. The Pizza Ranch in Reedsburg has the best buffet in town. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by the Jim Blossoms on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
Marquette's Tyler Kolek will miss the final two games of the regular season with an oblique injury and will be reevaluated prior to the start of the Big East Conference Tournament. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Golden Eagles will host UConn on Wednesday, then wrap up the regular season at Xavier on Saturday. Marquette dropped three spots from 5 to 8 in this week's AP Top 25 College Basketball Poll. They're 9th in the coaches' poll. Green Bay Phoenix first-year coach Sundance Wicks named the Horizon League Coach of the Year today. Phoenix finishing 13-7 and earned a 3 seed in the conference tournament. The third place finish comes after the Phoenix were picked to finish 11th in the preseason poll. Green Bay's Noah Reynolds named newcomer of the year and first team all conference. David Douglas Jr. named freshman of the year, joined on the freshman team by Marcus Hall. And Milwaukee's BJ Freeman named to the Horizon League second team. Bucks are back at it tonight in the NBA. They're shooting for a 6th straight win against the LA Clippers at Fiserv. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us live at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here's Human League. Don't you want me on Max FM?
And more.
Right on!
I get to hear what I want when I want.
99.7 Max FM.
You and I in a little toy shop. Buy a bag of balloons with the money we've got. Set them free at the break of dawn. To one by one, they were gone. Back at base, boxing the software. Flash the message. Something's out there. Floating in the summer sky, 99 red balloons go by.
Mm-hmm.
some hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, Dave with you on Monday night. File this one under Tell Me You're a Morning Person without telling me you're a morning person. A sleep expert named Dr. Deborah Lee says that drinking coffee the minute you wake up may not be your best bet. She says that when you wake up, your cortisol level is at its peak, that your primary stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus, it also regulates your metabolism and your immune system response. If you drink coffee at that point, it may do you more harm than good, and it's even possible that you could become immune to the caffeine. Cortisol follows a rhythm specific to your own sleep cycle, and that explains why your energy peaks in the morning and you get more tired at night. Speak for yourself, doctor. I was tired when I got up this morning. Dr. Lee says the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining and you first feel your energy slump. If you wake up at 7 a.m., that might be a 10 a.m. or noon for you. But even waiting 45 minutes after you get up is better than having it first thing. That said, another doctor and sleep expert, Wendy Troxel, says, quote, there's really no scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing in the morning versus delaying a couple hours has any differential effects on alertness. I think it's a matter of personal preference. Well, you know what? I'm going to listen to Dr. Wendy because you know what? I get up and I do a few things and I have my coffee within the first 10 minutes. Trust me, if I don't get my coffee first thing in the morning, I do get a little crabby. I'm the first one to admit it. And you know, I have a headache today, so I really could use some coffee tonight, but then I'll be up all night. Then that leads to more coffee in the morning. I'm sure I'll get in trouble for that. So it's really a no-win situation. So I'm going to go with Dr. Wendy and go with the personal preference. Drink it whenever you feel like it. Coming up, we will have a look at weather news by Chaka Khan on Max FM.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some evening showers, then turning mostly clear tonight to a low in the low 30s. Then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, a little warmer, highs right around 50. And more sunshine for Wednesday, into the low 50s for the high. Thursday looks mostly cloudy, a slight shower chance, and a high around 50 degrees. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 39 right now.
99.7 Max FM.
Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I wanna do. Chaka Khan, let me rock it, let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arms, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
It's great.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
show put out of air. The jet pilots tuned to the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shire comes out of their hair, the jet pilots wave.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. That I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost. I didn't know I was lost.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. Side table, the curtain.